Other Mishnah says, V'yeluhayim botiach atzerim, these are considered botiach atzerim, shnei chatzerim, mikri mitzasai, it's a city that doesn't have a wall around it. So even though it has a wall around it, but if it only has shnei chatzerim, two courtyards there, so shnei bat, and each one only has two houses in it, so alfa pishim, makachas chenim, yoyis Yeshua benun, even though there was a wall around this, from the times of Yeshua benun, harei hein ke botiach atzerim, all there's nothing like botiach atzerim. So we had before, to be called Ori Chayma, it has to be at least three chatzerim there, and two houses in each chatzer. We only have two chatzerim, that's not considered an ear chayma. Tzchon Rabbanon, the Mashmash Neva, since the Pesach says, Boti HaChatzerim, means a house, in a chatzer means there's no wall around it. So in your day, don't I know Shein Lam Chayma doesn't have a wall around it? If so, not Tamlim, what's the Pesach have to say, Asher Ein Lam Chayma, that there's no wall around it? It means like this. Even though sometimes it does have a wall around the city, but certain times it's considered like it doesn't have a wall around it. And that's Pshat the Mishnah, we only have two courtyards there. Now, the Kama Batim, Mohammed Batim are there, Shnayim. Chatzeros, the Kama Batim, Shnayim, Batim means two. Chatzeros also means Shnayim, yeah, means Shnei Chatzeros. So Shnei Batim. Is the case where you only have two courtyards there, and each courtyard only has two houses, and Echnami, that's not called an ear. See, even though there's a chayim around it, that's not called a botay or a chayim. The aim of the verse says, no, why not say bayis v'chotzer? It means together, or bayis and a chotzer, maybe, need to say. For Hashem, a bayis v'chotzer means by the chotzer, maybe that's no good. Avlika shnei batim v'chol chotzer hevik here. Maybe as long as you have two houses in each chotzer, maybe it is enough. So when it says, no, in claim of soul, lichtav achmona chatzerim. She said the word chatzerim. Rashab lelichtav botei. V'anoy yadana v'yein chotzer b'lei bayis. But it says botei chatzerim, mashme, even though you have two chatzerim with two houses, that's still not considered near. V'chi teime I chotzer achmona chatzerim, maybe chotzer b'lei bayis. I would have thought to say maybe chotzer midi without a house, mashme. That you can't make a mistake. Haru karfasikri. That's called like an open park, like an open field. Harad the chotzer means a courtyard to a house. So kitzah chatzerim means two, and botim means two, and still that's no good. So we only have two chatzerim and two houses in each chotzer. That's not considered an ear. So even though it has a wall around it, that would still be considered a botay chatzerim. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Yisrael? Sheyorish Avi Imay Levi. Let's say a Yisrael that his mother was a Levi, and now his mother's father died, and he Yashin now. So when the mother's father died, let's say the mother was the only child that father had, so she Yashin her father, and now when the mother died, her son now a Yisrael Yashin son. So this field, the Yisrael Yashin now really is a Levi's field. So how do I know to say? Is Ein Agoya Kaseidra Zir. He's not have a locha like a regular gula, but rather he has a locha like a lady. That he has a right to redeem it whenever he wants. He is considered a lady's field. Techein, the same thing the Mishnah says, what's going to be the opposite around? That lady Sheyorish Esavi Ima Yisrael. His mother was a Yisrael, and the mother Yashu from her father. So now this lady is getting Yisrael's field. Is Ein Agoya Kaseidra Zir. Here's the theory, here's the mashma. He does not yashin it like a Levi, but like a Yisrael. Shneimer, the Pesach says, Ki botei orei halaviyim hi achuzosim. When they say, Achi hei Levi, the orei halaviyim. That who has a special kulut they could redeem it back whenever they want, that's only a Levi, and it has to be a Yerusha from his father, the Levi. But here where Yisrael gets it from a Levi, or Levi from Yisrael, nothing doing. So the Mosh with Kash with the Thiru, the Rashi of the Zayfa. Thiru Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. Vachom and Vachom and Sinai, Vachom Oimrim, Ein Devorm Halolo Oimrim, El Nebiyori Halavim. The Icarus totally is, who did the field start out with? If it started out by a Levi, and now for some reason Yerusha goes down to Yisrael, still he has this cool that have right to buy it back whenever they want. It doesn't have to be by a Levi now, it's enough to say as long as the field started out by a Levi, that's enough. It's totally because we're started out by the Father. The kids are there like three sheep this year. So soon see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is.
Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side.
So it's like this. The era was starts off what the Yisrael that Yashins from his mother the lady. So it's not like it's Mishnah says it's not to say that as there. The Yana command to the lady. He has the locha like he go boss the father that he could like a lady, he could redeem it back whenever he wants. So the Rashi's mashma, since the fear started out by a lady, even though Yisrael Yashin it now, it's a locha of a lady. The other time, then the Mishnah says no. Achi he levi for yoreh halavim. It has to be both. It has to be that right now a levi is in there, and the field started out to be by a levi. Master of Yisrael yashes from a levi. It does not have a special locha. So it's a sliver. So Mishnah says this. Amos says this. Ein goyim ena kaseidu hazer. Means to say for kira. The ratio means he is only ein goyim ena kaseidu hazer. Means since he's a Yisrael. He still has the regular lochas like Yisrael. He only could redeem it either the first year, the second year, whatever the lochas are, but not always. Achia until it should be a levi, the only halaviyah, different rebbe. So Mishnah means to say only like rebbe's pshat. So means to say that if you only want just your Yisrael, but you ask him from a levi, you still have the lochas of a regular Yisrael, that you only have the right to redeem it the way a regular Yisrael could. Rent a special kulu, you can redeem it whenever you want, that's only a levi that yashins from his father on other levim. That is what it says. This name, Ori Halavim, that you understand. The Chassidus Pesach says, Ki Boti Ori Halavim. So, Mashma is a special kulu that this Yerusha from a levi, you can be redeem it back anytime you want. And a levi, you know, who says now the son has to be a levi also? Maybe if the son's a Yisrael that's Yashin from his mother, the lady also is good. They said the pasuk says, Vasha Yigal Min Halavim. It says, Min Halavim, Mashma, the good has to be from a lady also. It has to be now a lady that's going to redeem it back. There's a tiny word like this. Vasha Yigal Min Halavim. If you redeem it back from a lady. Rashi says here, Vasha Yigal Min Halavim, the Mashma, the Mitzat Levim, the Sat, the Shus Amigal, of Rana Kulam. Must not all the Levim have this right, only some of them. Meaning to say, you have to be a lady also. Yeah. The time you Rashi says, never time of being a proof of this. Sheyigo min Levim. Yochel Levi mi Yisrael. Yigo, maybe what if a Levi sold it to Yisrael who could redeem it? Why? Shezeh yofer koichev zahir koichev. Because a Levi sold this field to a Yisrael, so Yisrael has bad halachit, like it's hard for him to redeem it. A lady is easy, so a lady can redeem it back whenever he wants. Abba, what's going to be if a lady, let's say one lady sold his field to another lady. Maybe then this lady can actually redeem it back whenever he wants. Says, both of them have a good power. And this Talmud, the Pesach says, no, min halavim, from levim to say, min halavim, b'nei kol halavim, not all levim. Prat, what the context lead? Leben levi mamzer v'nesem, that's all. If the Ben Levi is a Nesner Mamzer, he can't redeem it back. But otherwise, they could redeem it back. Even a Levi from another Levi, he has the right to redeem it back whenever he wants. Rashi says, Tamlen, Min Levim, Prat, Le Ben Levi, Min Amzeres, Min Amzina, Koshven Yisrael, Shirashi says, Shiorish, Es Oziv Imoi, Levi, Shirai Yisrael Gomeru. So, in these cases, the Levi has the right to redeem it back whenever he wants. Yeah. Chomon Chom say, Ain't them a little Amur no, and the Biyo Hanavim, the Chom say no. This halach was only set upon cities that started out to be by the Hanavim. Avol Ad Shiyi Levi Lerminen. But till the son has to be Levi, that we don't say no. Because even though the son right now is a Yisrael, but as long as he's Yashning from his mother, that his mother was a Levi, that she yashin from her father the Levi, so really this field is called the Ori Levium, that's enough to give a kulu now. That this Yisrael sells that field, whenever he wants to, he has a right to redeem it back. Yes. Now the Mishnah says, Ein oisim sodem migresh v'lo migresh sodem. It's a special law the Torah says about Ori Halevium, that the first 1,000 amos outside the city is called the migresh. It has to be empty. You can't plant or do anything there. It's just to make the city look nice. Then the 2,000 amos outside the city, that's called the sada. They have a right to plant there, to plant grass or crumbling. That they do in the second one. So Mishnah says he can't change it around. And Loisim saw that the second thousand into a migrash, that will be empty. For the migrash, not the first thousand of Sada. From the migrash year, not the first thousand can rebuild houses there. From the year migrash, you can't make a city inside to make it empty, to build it empty. That you can't do. Each place has to be, there's always Levium, you build houses in the city. Then the first thousand Amos outside has to be migrash, just empty. And the second thousand outside has to get burnt on. Omri Abiyazah, the mother of Amu Remedus said, Biyore Halavim, our boy Yisrael, but only Yisrael now it's Yisrael, Oisin saw the migrash, if they wanted, they could make a field into a migrash. Migrash said that they could do, and migrash here, even though it started out to be an empty land, you could build houses there. But for no ear migrash, if you had a city there, if you had houses there, you could act like exactly what it like and make it empty. Shlo yachriv v'asal Yisrael, you're not supposed to be chor v'at Yisrael. If you should v'at Yisrael, you can't take away the houses there. So you have to leave the houses, you can't make the houses empty. Then the Mishnah ends off, ha'kahanam v'alaviyyam marchan olam. They have a right to sell their stech, even though it's right before Yovel, and not like the Yisrael we had before that cannot come at Prokos Mishtei Shemlof Neha Yovel. But a lady or a Kohen can sell their fields whenever they want, and the Gerdum Yovel must have a right to redeem it, even if they sold in the Boti or Chayma, that a regular Yisrael can only redeem it back the first year. By a lady or a Kohen, they can redeem it back anytime they want. Shnem the Pasuk says, Gulas Olam Tila Levium. The Eidlug and the Kanam also called by Levi, they can be grown whenever they want. The other Gemara says, Oma Rabbi Amoza, B'medra Mamun, one was just said, B'medra Mamun, B'yore HaLevium, was only said by the Levium, the cities of Levium. Avabori Yisrael, Bavori Yisrael, Oisim, then you all ought to change around and make a Soda into Migrish, Migrish into a Soda. The other Gemara says, the Kulayam, everybody agrees, Mio, but Levium, by the Levium himself, Lemish Naminan. And now to change around the Sodor into a Migrash, a Migrash into a Sodor. So, Mino and Emili, how do we know this from? Somewhere Reb Loza, the other quote of Postic says, Ustay Migrash or Rehem Loyimacher. Ustay Migrash, the fields of the Migrash, it says, Loyimacher, you can't sell it. So, the question is, my Loyimacher, what do you mean you can't sell it? Even if you want to say Loyimacher, Klaal, you can't sell it at all, why not? For Amidich, since the Pasuk says, Gulas Olam Tidon Levium, they could redeem it back whenever they want, Mechlad and Mazav, the Mashma, they could sell it. So why do we need to say Lo Yimachem? And the Mayim Lo Yimachem is Lo Yishan, you can't change around, that's what it means. You can't change around, Migrash into a Sada. Now, HaKahanim, Balaviyyam, Meichum, Yolam, Agunim, Yolam. Turn around, but run like this. The Pasuk says, Gulas Olam Tidon Levium, they could redeem it back any time they want. Not time when, what does the Pasuk say it for? The fish never goes on, the Pasuk it says, the mispar shnei tfuas yimach l'cho. So when I sell you the field, it has to be for these 2 years. By bought the Yorich Haima, you have no right to redeem it back less than 2 years. Or else if you're a steachuza, then maybe you don't have the right to redeem it back less than 2 years. Just like by Yisrael. On this, is Talmud Rebbe Pasuk says no Gulas Olam Tidon Levium, they can redeem it back anytime they want, even throughout the first 2 years. If you should remember, since the Pasuk says for Ho Yehas Sode B'Tseisa B'Yovel, when the field goes out by Yovel, it says Kodesh Lashem, it goes back to Cherem to the Kanim, and that's by Yisrael. If so, Rashi said that Talmud Rebbe Magdus Sode Achuza, you Magdus your field is the Achuza, and somebody else redeemed it from Hegdish. So Mishnas Hayevla goes out to the Kahanim. So Yochai, I would have thought to say, Yav, that came by Levium also. Tam Lemino, the Pasuk says, Gulas Olam Tidon Levium. You always have the right to be good to redeem it back. They can not go away from them. They can redeem it back anytime they want. Rashi says, Yochai Levium means in Higdish, and they would have been Makdish a field, and they didn't redeem it. Maybe they lose it by Yovel. Tam Lemino, Gulas Olam, they can redeem it back. Another thing, the Mor says, the fish and them, since the Pasuk says, to come habayis asher b'ir, asher loy choyim latzmisos, to be sell a house in an ear that has a choyim around it. So if you don't redeem it back after the first year, you lose it. It says, but l'kech li'olam. If Yoch Leibor thought to say, av zekein, maybe you are then by Oren Levium also, to even though it's a bot year of choyim, maybe after a year, like you can't redeem it back anymore, However, the Pesach says, no, gulas oilam tira levim. They always have a right to redeem it back. So where does Mishlei mahani tat l'chai? Mishlei in the first two is very good. Ela bota yor v'chaino. That the last Rashi is saying that if a lady sells his house and a bota yor v'chaino, you tell me a chiddush that he could redeem it back even after the first year, the question is, mi islu, to the levim, the best cities have a wall around it, for a time you learn like this. Orem halolu means these cities we give to levim, which eventually are going to become Orem Miklat, is a nice and nice and like firm. You can't make it by the kfirm, means you can't make it into a small town. Kfirm town, you can't make it a small town. Rashi says, why? Because the Orem Miklat, it says you have to be able to live there to get food. It's a small town, you won't have places, we all have won't find place to live there. So it can't be a small town. For Lake Kroch and Gdolim, it can't be very big cities. Because then a lot of people come together, Rashi says, to do business there, and we're afraid the Gdol Adam will be motzo there, and will come to ambush the Ratzach and kill him. And around our Yoris Benin, it has to be a middle-class city, Rashi says, below Chaimah. So it comes out all the Yoram of Ian to not have a Chaimah around it. So what are you telling me, Chiddush here, if a lady sells his house and a bought the Yoram of Chaimah, the Yoram of Ian will not have bought the Yoram of Chaimah. So this is Omar Fukana, Fukana says, Lakash, Lemmas, no Stira. I'll tell you, Khan Shehukov, or Lipsayf Yoshev, maybe he was talking about that first there was a wall around it, and then they lived there. That's what that you should not do by the Levium. Khan Shehukov, Lipsayf Yoshev, that you should not do. But Khan, what are you allowed to do by the Levium? Sheyoshev, first they sat there and lived there in the city, and then Lipsayf Hukov, then they could put a wall around it. That maybe they could do. So most of the question, even if they did like that, is that considered or Bati or Chaimah, for a time it would go like this. When the Pesach says, V'isha Sheyimcha Beis Moshav Ir Chaimah, so it means Shehukaf or Lipsayf Yoshev, or Bati or Chaimah means a city that first had a wall around it and then they lived there. For Lo Yenat Sheyoshev, the first the city lived there, or Lipsayf Hukaf, that's not called a Bati or Chaimah. So even if you tell me about the Levium, after they lived there, the ladder put a wall around it, that's not called a Bati or Chaimah. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilu Akifu Yisrael, maybe if a Jew puts the wall around it, before, like when Klaisa came into Yisrael, maybe that's also called the Bati or Chaimah, she says, the Yachash Akashasar, if after Klaisa conquered Yisrael, even before they sat there, but what's going to be before they lived there? Let's say first the Yisrael build a wall around it, then they live there. Maybe that's called the Bati or Chaimah? No. Nemakan Chaimah says the word Chaimah over here by Or Levium. The Nemal Halen Chaimah, or it says by Bati or Chaimah, says the word Chaimah. It says over there by Chaimah by Or Miklat. Is Malahalam Oedik Chavim means by the Goyim over there? Is Avkan Oedik Chavim means the Pesach says Orem Betzuras, you can't carry to soil the Orem Betzuras, and means the fortified cities that the Goyim made. I mean, they're not by Orem Miklat. So it keeps the Pesach is master, what's called the Chaimah, a Chaimah that the Goyim build around the city. Yoch Rai would have thought to say, Afidu Akif Oedik Chavim, the Yacha Mikan, let's say if the Chaimah lived there, then later the Goyim build a wall around the city. Nemalahalam Oedik said the word Chaimah, Nemakan Chaimah. Malam Oedik Chavim Koidim Lechein, it means Bati Yore, when the Pesach says, Orem Betzuras means fortified cities that the Goyim made fortified before the Eden came in there. Is Afkan Oedik Chavim Koidim Lechein? How did it be a Bati Yore Chaimah means that first the Goyim put the wall around it by Moshe Yeshua, and then Klaisa came to live there. So Bchitza, but they bought by Orem Avim, you never have a Bati Yore Chaimah. So what do you have to have a Mita Pesach for that still they can redeem it back? Gemara says, "Here Gemara of Yosef, Yosef comes to answer. Parade the Rav Sola Chassidim, the son of Sola Chassidim, came with Rav Papa. Rav Papa could go in the case could be like this, maybe. Shenofel him. Talking about right now, Rashi said that such a city fell to Levium that had a wall around it. The Goyim may Yeshua could be with the Goyim picked out such a city. Going Shenofel him.